Since Kingsley went back in November, that's seven players that you've lost, which I guess there's obviously reasons behind all of them. I understand why when they're not your players, but only bringing Zoumana in, that must be a real frustration for you.
Yeah, I suppose it is. You know, we'd have liked to have kept one or two of them that did go back. But, you know, you're always answerable to the club that they come from. You know, you have to, if they want to keep them or take them back, then they do. Sometimes it's a bit financial as well. But, yeah, it's frustrating because it means we're six players short of what we had before Christmas. So we're having to now work with a smaller squad, and then we've got, I think we worked out, we've got 20 games in the next 2 months with 21s and first team and Cheshire Senior Cup. So that's a massive massive draw on that small group of players. So we'll have to nurse them through as best we can. If we can't have the numbers, we've got to nurse through what we've got.
Because I guess most managers look at January and think, I want to finish the month stronger than you started with, whereas you can't deny that you've got a much weaker squad now than what you started the month with.
Yeah, we've obviously Ryan leaving, Kingsley going back, and Kingsley and all those, and Ryan Lowe. We aren't as strong, back to probably where we were at the start of the season. So a couple of players would give us a boost and would help, and as I said, you know, maybe we can do something, bring a couple in, and which would bolster the squad and give everybody a lift.
Because it just feels at the minute like everything's going against you, doesn't it? Because you get somebody gets injured or you lose a player and you can't bring them in. It's just one thing after another at the minute. Can you see why there would be a frustration? Why a lot of people would think this is going to be the year where you can't pull off the impossible.
I think people thought that 2 years ago as well, and last year. I can see the reasons. Of course, your squad's weaker, smaller, younger than it's ever been. I think in the history of the club, I don't think we've ever had such a young squad. But as I say, we've always had great faith and belief in the young players, and we have to give them an opportunity. Our investment is in the academy. So if we don't use them when we have to, then there's no point in having the academy. So I think we have to sell them because we have to cover the costs of the academy, the losses that we make through investment in the kids. So we have to sell a player at some point, and that does obviously impact on the squad, because it's always your best player, because ultimately he's the one that people are watching. So I think we can always down the line say that when we've lost big players at the football club, that it initially does have an impact on how people think. But we have to remain positive. We have to keep working with the group that we've got, giving opportunities to the lads. We rely heavily on our more experienced players, our players that have done the league, and to be consistent and get us through. But also, as I say, if we can bring in a couple of players, that would help and make a big difference to us. And I think that's what we have to try and do that now.
And just found that you said the deal did happen very quickly from start to finish, but were Wigan the only side? I know there was interest, but were they the only ones who put the money on the table?
Yeah, they were.
In terms of Atkinson, the Crawley manager said that obviously, you know, by